So I must not still be in the place I'd like to be, because I still find that kind of funny, you know? But I stopped doing that a few years back. So this surrendering process is really just crucial. And what I'm going to ask you to do, see, I am in the process now of putting together in my own mind ideas for something I'll probably write a year or two from now. And I want to share it with you here this evening, and I haven't shared it too much in public since I'm working on it in my own life. And it's this, like, if you really want miracles to show up in your life, you have to be able to do these three things, right? And I'm going to just sort of, there'll be three, but I'll probably get to the third one 2 minutes before I finish. But it's okay, because the first one is the toughest for people, and I'll get to that in a moment. And this three-part sort of paradigm is what I think of as the secret formula to manifesting miracles in our lives. See, I began to write about miracles not because I thought it was time to write another book, but because I couldn't stop myself from doing it. It's the only thing, Real Magic is the only thing that I've ever written that I don't take credit for, that I really feel was written through me. That I was the messenger in this case. And it was, and so as I talk about it around the world now, about this business of being able to create something for yourself that is truly miraculous, what I'd like you to do is to just get a picture in your own mind of what it is that would constitute a miracle for you. You know, something that you may have walked in here today not believing was possible for you to do, or in order for it to occur, it would require some kind of special divine intervention, or some kind of luck or great happenstance, and all the cosmic dice would all have to flow exactly right, perfectly, in order for it to occur. I'd like you to just be able to just picture what that is. And it could be anything. I mean, there might be people in here, most of us, when we finish today, will get up and walk out and go to our cars and drive home. There are some who will not walk out. There are some who've been in a wheelchair for, for the last whatever. And to just stand and walk would indeed constitute a miracle. So your miracle may not be somebody else's. For some, it may be an enormous healing to be able to rid ourselves of something that we have believed was not possible. Certainly, after hearing Bernie Siegel, you would begin to doubt whether or not there was anything that was impossible in the way of healing. In touring Australia, I spent the last 11 or 12 days with Deepak Chopra and Stuart Weil. The three of us toured these cities, and Deepak's message. And he and I have teamed up on some tapes now and some writing projects and so on, gives us an indication that within each one of us is an enormous power that I'll be talking about shortly. And your miracle might involve something to do with relationships, or with manifesting prosperity, getting the right job, losing the one you got, getting the right partner, getting rid of the one you have, moving, raising your talent level, getting the right connection, whatever it may be. Just sort of get a picture of it. And the first of these three things for this paradigm for miracle making, I call banish the doubt. That's Roman numeral one, even if you're not writing, or if you're listening on tape. Banish the doubt.